March 11th. Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 37. They went into Capernaum, and when he was in a house, he asked his disciples, "What were you discussing along the road?" They remained silent, for in the way they had discussed among themselves who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he will be last of all and a servant of all." He took a little child, placed him in their midst, took him in his arms, and said, "Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me does not receive me, but the one who sent me." Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. In that hour the disciples came to Jesus, asking, "Who is the greatest in heaven's kingdom?" He called a little child and set him in their midst, and said, "Indeed, I assure you that unless you turn and become like little children, you shall never enter heaven's kingdom. Therefore, he who will humble himself like this little child is the greatest in heaven's kingdom. Whoever receives one such little child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, he would be better off if a large millstone were hung around his neck and he were sunk in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of the stumbling blocks. Stumbling blocks must come, but woe to the man through whom they come." Luke chapter 9, verses 46 through 48. Then a dispute arose among them as to which of them was the greatest. Jesus perceived the thought of their heart, and took a little child, and placed him at his side, and said to them, "Whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The least among you is the greatest."